The chair will now conclude.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Aiello, for your remarks. I would kindly ask the Secretariat to eventually plan some ILO speakers in the next sessions of our committee concerning the topics that have recently been raised. So I'd first like to thank the moderators and the panelists for engaging such timely discussions, which will be captured in our report, the chair's summary, in the annex of the annual session report. Before we close the 17th session of the committee, I kindly ask the Secretariat to display the last decision, draft decision 2024-9. The committee welcomed the timely discussions under the substantive segment under agenda item 9 and emphasized the importance of strengthening policy support for innovation and PPPs to accelerate progress on climate action and sustainable infrastructure. The panel discussion on transformative innovation for climate action, on innovation and PPPs for smart, resilient infrastructure, and on harnessing generative artificial intelligence to lower PPP transaction costs were appreciated by the delegates. The committee invited the Secretariat to annex the chair's conclusion to the report of its 17th session and to make use of the results of the international policy dialogue in implementing the program of work. The committee in particular recognized the significant support which its work on the circular economy transition, including in the context of the Circular Step Network, has provided to the transition to a circular economy in the EC region since the 69th session in 2021 and the 69th. Why don't we put the 70th also? Sorry. It welcomed the timely discussions during the regional conference on circular economy. The committee emphasized the importance of its work streams on innovation-enhancing procurement and on PPPs for the SDGs guidelines in advancing the circular economy agenda. The committee requests the Secretariat to compile a comprehensive report summarizing the outcomes and recommendations to the regional conference on the circular economy for dissemination among member states and relevant stakeholders with a view to informing future policy and action in this area. Do we have any comments on decision 2024-9? Thank you. The committee adopted decision 2024-9. So I would like now, on a last note, to thank all the participants for their active contributions to the deliberations. I would like also to particularly thank the interpreters for their expert work during these 2.5 days of session. Before I declare this session closed, let me just remind you that, again, this morning session is doubled, and part two of this regional conference will be held this afternoon in the same room, Sal 5, during the annual session of the Steering Committee on Trade Capacity and Standards, starting at 3 p.m. I myself will stay here to participate in the afternoon as well, and I encourage everyone who is interested in international trade and circular transition to do the same. Of course, to those who cannot do it, I hopefully see you next year. With this, I declare the 17th session of the Committee on Innovation, Competitiveness, and PPPs closed.